The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Ches, Seder Asiyas Mitzvos Elu Beleil Chamisha Sar Kachu. In other words, the Rambam says that there's a certain Seder to the Asiyas HaMitzvos. In the fourth parak of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Seder Kol HaMasim Shebiyom Zeh Kachu. And this din, that on Yom HaKippurim you require Seder, is codified in the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Yuma. And it says there that Kol Masi Yom HaKippurim Omer Al HaSeder. And Im Hikdim Maisa Echad L'Chaver Loss of Lo Klum. And the Gemara derives this in Yuma from a Pasuk Chukah, that it's got to be Keseder. So the Avodas Yom HaKippurim of the Kohen Gadol has to be Keseder. The Rambam has the same exact language here in Chametz Umatzah Perek Ches. Can we assume, therefore, that the mitzvahs of the night of the Pesach, which we call the Seder night, based on this Rambam, also require a sequence? So I want to read to you the language of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin. Bavur Zeh, Lo Amarti El Bishosh Yesh Matzah Umar Munachim Lefanecha. Klomar, Mitchilas Alayla Ato Misaper. In other words, the Rambam is telling us that he derives from the pasuk Bavur Zeh that the tchila, that you can only start the mitzvah of Sipritis Mitzrayim b'tchilas halayla. That's the time for matzah, and the Torah says Bavur Zeh lo amarti el b'shosh yesh matzah. In other words, what this means is that you can't begin achilas matzah before the layla. And hence, you cannot begin the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim before Laila. So, for example, the Rambam would like you to begin Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with Laila, and then to eat the matzah. What would be if somebody reversed the order? He ate the matzah, and then he started reading the Haggadah. So it's possible that according to the Rambam, you would not fulfill your mitzvah. Why? Because the mitzvah of Haggadah is Bavur Zeh before you eat the matzah, when the matzah is Munach Lefanecha. Now Tosfos at the beginning of Arvei Psachim, on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, says that according to Rav Yossi, you can eat the Suda before Kiddush and Haggadah, and before all Dalet Kosos. Here's the language of Tosfos. He says, Yasu Dalet Kosos, Shalo Keseder Hergilim Lasos, Umaskil Bekos Birkas Hamazon. So imagine, he ate the matzah, he ate the afikomen, he was mevarech birkas hamazon, and he drank the first of the four kosos, which is for us the third of the four kosos. V'achrov, and after he benched, koshal kiddush, yirokos, which means karpas, koshlishi, and the koshlishi is after he recites the manishtana. And then he recites the Morar, and finally Koser V. Halel.
So Tosfos talks about a case more or less where you do the meal at the beginning of the evening, you do the meal before the Kosot.
Correct. So again, we'd have to go through the Tosfos very carefully with a fine-tooth comb. But what comes out here is that you recited the matzah, you ate the matzah within the Suda, and you haven't even recited Kiddush yet. Because again, he's going to drink the first of the four kosos at Birkas HaMazon. So it comes out that according to Tosus, there's no din of seder likuva. You can eat the matzah first, and then go ahead and eat, and recite the Haggadah.
Yeah.
Not only that, you're eating the matzah before Kiddush, and your Yotze. So the Tosus Arid, at the beginning of Arbei Pesachim, disagrees with Tosus. And he says, "Arei tzarchu lechol kizayis matzah bachrona, v'oso azayis eno ochlo kodem birkas hamazon, eliachar birkas hamazon." So whereas Tosus has the afikomen before birkas hamazon, Tosus Rid says that he has to eat the matzah at the end, not before Birkas HaMazon, but after Birkas HaMazon. So again, the only reason that Tosus Rid disagrees with Tosus is because he wants to get the matzah machrona after the Suda is finished. But fundamentally, he has no problem with the fact that he ate the matzah before the Haggadah. That doesn't bother Tosus Rid. So we're just pointing out here that it could be, we're not sure, that the Rambam has a machlokas with Tosus about a case of someone who recited the Haggadah before the matzah. The Rambam says the Seder Asiyas Mitzvah Halayla is that you begin with the Haggadah, Bavur Zeh, and then you get to the matzah. Tosus, matzah. And Tosus has an option of reciting the Haggadah after he ate the matzah. Alright. Now, the Rambam writes the following. After he says, Seder Asiyas Mitzvahs Elu, he writes, Betchila means the first thing he does, is Mos Gin Kos, L'chol Echad V'Echad, Umevarech bar pri agofen, the overall of kiddush hayom, uzman, that means shechionu, v'shose, and then he drinks the cup. Then the Rambam writes, meviim shulchan aruch, the all of morar, the yerek, umatzah, the charosos, and now he's talking at the time the Mikdash stood, the gufo shel keves ha-pesach, Ubesar Chagiga Shal Yom Yudalit. But in the Seder Advarim, the Rambam has Kiddush and then Mevim Es HaShulchan. What is the basis of this Rambam? Why does the Rambam require that only after you make Kiddush, that's when you bring out the Shulchan?
Bring out.
Okay? You hear the question? So we're going to open up the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim. This is on Kuf Yud Dalet. Mazgu lo kos rishon. Mevarech al hayayin. V'achkach mevarech al hayom. So he starts with Bar Pri Hagafen. Then he recites the Kiddush. And then it says, "Hey, feel the fun of mitabel bechazeres." Now Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that "Hey, feel the fun of" means "Hey, feel the fun of shulchan." Why? Hare ein mevin shulchan ad liachar akiddush. That's what it says in Tosus in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. So we have now both the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel that both require bringing out the Shulchan after Kiddush. And that's what the Mishnah seems to be saying. The Gemara says in Arvei Pesachim, Ein mevin es ha-Shulchan, elim kein Kiddush. So Rashbam tries to explain, why do you bring the Shulchan after the Kiddush? So he quotes the Shiltos de Rav Achai Goim, who says the following, Ki hechi de teise seuda li yikara de Shabbos. Yikara de Shabbos means quote Shabbos. So you want to bring the Shulchan l'quote Shabbos. And the Rashbam brings a proof to this Shiltos from our Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that Mevi'im es hayirakos v'chazeres after Kiddush. Oh. So it comes out that according to the Rashbam, this halacha of bringing out the shulchan after Kiddush is not a din, it's not part of the Seder Mitzvah Leil HaPesach. It's halacha in Kvod Shabbos or Kvod Yontif. That in Kvod Shabbos...
So I think there are people that are makpid, right, to only bring the dishes after Kiddush on Shabbat, right? Yeah.
Correct. The Yekis, for example, have a minhag, yeah, that... I don't even know... I'm not even sure if they have the Lechem Mishnah on the table. Maybe they have the Lechem Mishnah on the table. So this is the Rashbam, based on the Shiltos, has halacha in Kvod Shabbos, that we bring the Suda out to the table after Kiddush, L'Kvod Shabbos. It seems that the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, also had that minog, that he wouldn't even bring the Chalos to the Shulchan until after Kiddush. Now, our minog is to cover the Chalos before Kiddush. And it could be that our minhag, I guess, you know, a lot of people say not to embarrass the chalas, but it could be that there's a more fundamental reason why we didn't cover the chalas. And that's because we want to bring out the chalas after Kiddush, so we cover them as if they don't exist. And he says the following. This is the Rashbam. V'heich the krivu, if he already brought out the you know, the food, the chalas on the table. Lo misalkinon, he doesn't have to take them off again. Elaporis mapu makadish. He covers them over and he recites Kiddush. And then he writes, umitam ze, nagu lifros mapa lilechem. We cover the chalas. Ad liachar Kiddush, b'shabosos v'yomim tovim. Tosus, the Akshav Shulchanu Shalonu, Shem Gdolim Yosemidai, Koshalaviyam Akhar Kiddush. So he says, Poris Mapa. Fine. Now, it could be that according to the Rashbam, based on the Shultos, it's not enough to cover the Chalas, but we have to cover all the food that's on the table, the fish, everything. Why? Because we want to make sure that we bring them out L'Kvod Shabbos. If they're already on the table, then we should cover them. So a lot of people are makpid to cover the challahs, but they're not makpid to cover up anything else. Okay. Now let's open up the Rambam in Perek Chavtes Mehilchos Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't bring this din in all the Suda Shabbos. But later on, he says that there's a din of Poreis Mapa Makadesh in the case of someone who makes Kiddush al Yayin Be'emtza Suda, meaning he started the Suda before Shabbos, and he's Poreis Mapa with Shabbos, and then he makes Kiddush. He doesn't seem to have a halacha in Suda Shabbos that you have to bring everything to the table after Kiddush. The only din of Priestess Mapa he has is that special case where he started his meal before Shabbos. However, in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, he brings the din, Seder Asiyas Mitzvah Halayla, and then he says that you make Kiddush. Right, let's go over the Rambam again. The Rambam says, "Bitchila mosgin kos galech ve'achum uvarch bar priagofen," and then mevim shulchan aruch. So it means that although the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Chizyontu completely omits this halacha that you bring out the food after Kiddush, he only has poris mapa mekadesh in one very unique case. But on the Leil HaSeder, it seems that you bring out the shulchan after Kiddush. So what I want to read to you now is from a sefer called Hari Kedem. You remember Hari Kedem? We saw it in the past.
Yeah, in the Shurim. Yeah.
He says that according to the Rambam, with regard to the Suda of Leil HaPesach, there's a kiyum of Igadat Lebincha. How do you see such a thing? The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, Bechol Dar V'Dar, Chayav Adam Lahar Osas Atzmo Kilu Hu Biatzmo Yotzu Mitzrayim. And then Halacha Zayin, Leficha Kishesoid Adam V'Layla Azeh, Tzorech Lechol V'Lishtos Derech Eirus. In other words, the Rambam says that the Suda on this night should be eaten Derech Eirus. And that's all part of the kiyum of a person showing that he left Mitzrayim. Now he left Mitzrayim. So the mitzvah of Yigadat Lebincha is to demonstrate that he himself went out of Mitzrayim. Kilu, he himself went out of Mitzrayim. And that din of Derech Eirus, he has to be knowing B'chol Asuda, B'sudas Leil Shabbat, Leil Pesach. Oh. If that be the case, then the Shulchan Aruch on Leil Pesach, which is also one of the kiyumim of the night, the matzah, the mora, the dalad kosos, everything that has to eat is on the kara, and it's part of the suda. It's part of the suda. Because again, the mitzvah of Igadat Lebincha is to make the suda into a suda of Derech Eirus. So whatever he has to eat tonight is on the table. We call it the kara, and that's the kiyum of Sipitzis Mitzrayim, and it's all part of a suda. Therefore, with regard to this suda, the Rambam is of the opinion that there's a special din to bring out the suda after Kiddush. Why? Because in Kiddush we recite Zman Cheruseinu. We've decided, so to speak, we've announced that this is going to be Zman Cheruseinu. Oh, if it's Zman Cheruseinu, now we can eat the Suda Derech Eirus. So now we have what's called Yikara Disadusa. In other words, how do we upgrade the Suda to the status of Derech Eirus? The answer is that first we recite Kiddush, and at the Kiddush we say Zman Cheruseinu, and now after we say Zman Cheruseinu, now we could be koveh the Suda as a Suda of Derech Eirus. And now after you've recited Zman Cheruseinu, now you could bring out the Suda. So on Leil Pesach, we have a separate kiyum of Havol HaShulchan, and this is all part of the kiyum of Derech Eirus, of the mitzvah Sipritis Mitzrayim. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph regarding Charoses, Acharoses mitzvah divrei sofrim zechel etit, shayu ovdim bo b'mitzchayim. The case that osim osa, lochim tmarim or grogros, kvo tit b'tevin, mevien osa l'ashulchim b'leil HaPesach. And we discussed this already at great length, that the Rambam seems to identify the mitzvah of Charoses as Havoel HaShulchan. We find something similar in Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, Bizman HaZeh, Mevim al HaShulchan, Shnei Mini Basar, Echad Zechel HaPesach, V'Echad Zechel HaChagiga. In other words, the two Tavshilin, the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Havoah. The Gemara's language in Kuf Yudalim, Be'ezaf al Pishet Tibul V'Chazeres mitzvah, he says, Afal Pisha Tibel b'chazeres mitzvah lahavi lefonav chazeres v'charos shnei tavshilin. Again, with emphasis on the mitzvah of Havoah HaShulchan. So the Havoah HaShulchan for the Suda is part of the kiyum of Sipiyatis Mitzrayim. If that be the case, then the Rambam might hold that since Halel Pesach is a separate kiyum of Sipiyatis Mitzrayim in the Havoah itself, the Havoah HaShulchan, in the case of Shnei Tavshil, in the case of Charoses, then there may be a kima vol a shulchan on anything that's nechal, anything that you're going to eat on Leil Pesach. The irokos, the matzah, the moror. There's a separate din of bringing them out to the shulchan. And it might be that we bring it out to the shulchan even before we're ready for the Suda, maybe even before the Agadah. The charoses and the shtei tavshilin, there the whole mitzvah is haval ha-shulchan. But in case of yirokos and matzah and moror, where there's also a mitzvah of achila, there's certain dinim when you should bring them out to the shulchan. So if he's going to bring out to the shulchan before daybreak, before nightfall, then he's mevatel l'kiyum of havoz la-shulchan. Because if he'll bring the charoses, for example, b'bod yom, then where's the kiyum of havoz la-shulchan that the Rambam speaks about in charoses? B'bod yom, it's too early. And the Rambam says, b'vinos la-shulchan b'leile ha-pesach. B'leile ha-pesach means after Lila. And it could be that we can extrapolate from this that anything that's nechal on this night, the mitzvah is to bring it al shulchan b'leil pesach. And that's after it gets dark. And we need also Hava should be after Kiddush on the night of Pesach, because that way, after he says the Kiddush and he mentions Zman Chirusenu, he's kovea that anything that we do tonight is part of Zman Chirusenu. So we have a Kiyum Sipritz Yisrael when we bring things out to the Shulchan. But as far as another Yontiv, another Shabbos is concerned, there it's a mitzvah achila and that's it. So it's no nafkamina with Havah al Shulchan. The Rambam doesn't have the requirements of Havah al Shulchan. Now getting back to the Rambam in Perek Ches Aloch Havav, the Rambam says, V'yachakach mevarech al netilas yadayim, v'lokeach shnei rikikim v'cholek echad mehem, v'miniach paris b'toch sholem, v'mevarech hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz. Now, our minig is to do the yachatz before Magid, before the Amiris HaGadah, and that's how it's paskened up in Shulchan Aruch and Tofai and Gimel. And the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Kolbo, writes three explanations for this. But the Rambam seems to assume that the din of yachatz is before the Achila, right? Because he's saying, Achkach mevorech al netilas yadayim, lokech shnei rikim v'cholek echad mehem. And this is very, very interesting because the Rambam sheet is that we don't recite the Haggadah on the matzah, and we'll see that a little bit later on. But nevertheless, the matzah, according to the Rambam, he's required sheyomer ala matzah, ala matzah. Okay, so we need that. That we don't recite our God on the matzah, but we definitely require, you know, matzah zu, you know, that we have to point to the matzah, and we have to say something about the matzah, but we don't have to break the matzah before the Amiris matzah zu. So at the point when we're up to matzah zu, we're up to describing the matzah so that we can eat it, at that point we break the matzah. Now, the Gemara says, Lechem oni, lechem shonim olam dvar harbe. We also have another drush from the same pasuk, Lechem oni, ma oni darko beprusa, af kan darko beprusa. Now, we need a kiyum of both of these, of both lechem shonim olam dvar harbe and darko shalom beprusa. So if we're going to recite the Haggadah on the matzah, and what that means is that the matzah is already considered lechem oni because the prusa b'shas hagadah, and now we can fulfill the mitzvah amiras hagadah on lechem oni of matzah prusa, and at the same time we have lechem shonim olav dvarim harbe. So basically the Rambam, And for that matter, we also could synthesize both of these kiyumim of Darko Shaloni Vimprusa and at the same time Onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. So what we do is we're gonna break the matzah and we're gonna be making the mitzvah of Haggadah on a broken matzah. So again, if there's a din of reciting the Haggadah on the matzah, then we'd like the matzah to already be a lechem oni, meaning it's already a prusa at the time that we recite the Haggadah. So then we can be mekayim the mitzvah of amiras Haggadah lechem oni, which is matzah that's prusa, meaning it's both matzah and it's prusa. And the Ramah in Tofayin Gimel says that amiras matzah zu yesh lagbia haprusa shehu kelechem oni. In other words, the onim olav torim harbe should be fulfilled on the prusa. That's what it comes out from the Ramah. And the Rambam doesn't seem to have these two kiyumim synthesized or synchronized. Lechem onim shalav dorim harbe is one thing, and lechem onim beprusa is something else. So the din of onim olav dorim harbe depends on having the matzah in front of him. But the din of prusa is a din of betziah mei prusa, and that's not before the Shas Achilus Matzah. It's only at the Shas Achilus Matzah when he makes the bracha Hamotzei Lechem Min Haaretz. Then he does the betziah, and he eats from the prusa. So in other words, according to the Rambam, there's no din of yachatz before magid, and in fact, the Rambam seems to have yachatz. Yachatz is much later. Much later. It's right before he eats the matzah. At the time of the Achilus matzah, that's when he's going to recite the Amotzi. That's when he's going to be Botzea, and hence the Prusa. Now, if you take a look at the din of Lechem Oni Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe, the Rambam says it's a kiyum in matzah. It's not a kiyum in Tzibitzis Mitzrayim. And therefore, it doesn't matter one iota whether or not the Lechem Oni is there b'shas sipur. Because clearly, this halach of Lechem Oni is a kiyum in matzah and not a kiyum in Tzibitzis Mitzrayim. So you don't need the matzah to be a lechem oni to gematzah at the time of the Sipitzis Mitzrayim, because Sipitzis Mitzrayim and lechem oni are two independent kiyumim or mitzvahs. And when he finishes, he writes al yidei ze gufa nigmar Hashem lechem oni. Al Yidei Sha'ono Olav Dvarim Harbe. It's interesting that the Ono Olav Dvarim Harbe itself functions to set up the Shem Lechem Oni, right? The Anias Dvarim Harbe is going to set up the Lechem Oni as the status of Lechem Oni. So now he was Mekayim in Matzah the Din of Lechem Oni of Ania and Sipur, and then when he gets to the Achila and he's Potzea and Prusa, is then he can be Mitzarif all these Kiyumim to the Chalosh Shem Lechem Oni as one entity, as one halachic entity. Now, there are a number of Kiyumim in Lechem Oni. We mentioned a few of them, but there's also a din of Masik V'Ishto Ofa, which means that this is not a matzah shira, and it's lechem oni, and therefore we apply the principle of onim olav dvarim harbe. Now, we can't do everything b'masachas, but through all these different kiyumim, there's a chalos on the matzah of the last matzah that he eats as the afikomen. It would seem from Tosus that the din of lechem oni she'onim olav dvarim harbe, that's the din in Sipritis Mitzrayim, and therefore Already at the time of the Sipur, we need that the matzah be lechem oni, and therefore we need the betzia, we need to make it into a yachatz, even before the Sipur. And let's take a look at the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. V'tzarech lasos shinui b'layla hazeh kidei sheyiru abanim v'yishalu v'keitzad meshana chot v'matzah zeh miyad zeh. So the Ravid comments, Omar from Pirish Achar Memarin Lechol Kadesh Lo Yishnu. Pirish Acher, in other words, he's offering an alternative shot, that Memarin Lechol Kadesh Lo Yishnu. So what is the Machlokas, where does it come from? The Gemara says on Daf Kuf Tesam and Aleph, Chotvim Matzos Belele Pesachim Bishvilot Tinokos. And the Rav understands, Chotvim Zeh Miyad Zeh. The Raven understands that we eat fast. The Meiri says that this Gemara is the source for the minhag of stealing the matzah. But what's a little bit of a question here is, if the Rambam has this in mind when he says chotfim matzah zemizeh, the Rambam should have written chotfim zemizeh, but not chotfim miyadzeh. What's the miyad? The emphasis here is chotfim matzah zemiyadzeh. What's zemiyadzeh? Now, If the Rambam is to be taken literally, it means that one person is holding on to the matzah, and his friend actually grabs it out of his hands. And mistoma, if two people are holding on to the matzah, then it's gonna break in half. And that could be the key of yachatz, according to the Rambam. When two people are ripping, you know, are tugging at the matzah, and it comes out there for the din of yachatz before the Haggadah, is based on this halacha of chotfin matzah, but has nothing to do with the din of lechem oni ani beprusa. That's only b'shas achil according to the Shitas HaRambam. Now, if yachetz is one of the shinuyim, those odd pu'ulos that we do on this night of Pesach, then we can wonder what would be the din if somebody has matzah that's already broken. Would that be good enough for yachatz, or do we need the maisa yachatz? You need to break the matzah. Now, if yachatz is only a din in lechem oni, then we don't need a maisa of yachatz. We just need a matzah that looks like lechem oni. It's shvura, it's a broken matzah. But if yachatz is one of the shinuyim, that we break the matzah in order to arouse the curiosity of the children, and the source for it is chotfin matzah b'leil Pesach, then perhaps we would require the maisa yachatz in order to catch the child's eye. And if you take a look in the piyut called Elokei Aruchos, it says yechza achas misholosh matzos v'ein bracha ima. It sounds like there was a hava meaning that you'd have a bracha on yachatz. That's pretty wild. And it must be that yachatz is a kiyum on Leil HaPesach. The Maharil says that you need, he has a doubt about it, but he vacillates as to whether or not yachatz is a mitzvah legabi aklal, as far as the principle of ein mavir nala mitzvahs. And he says you take the second matzah for yachatz, not the top matzah. So maybe there's an ein mavir nala mitzvahs. It sounds like he's talking about a mitzvah of yachatz. And the Rav Yoh, quoted by the Mordechai, says that there's no ein mavir nala mitzvahs because ein mitzvah b'shvira samatzah, that you don't have to break it. So that seems to depend upon this hakira here, exactly whether it's the shini in the breaking of the matzah, or it's just a din that you need a matzah shvura, you need a yachatz dika matzah, but not that you need, it's a din of lechem oni, but it's not a din in the maisa yachatz to break it into two. Now the Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, he only has three bonim as far as CPT Mitzrayim. And he writes, Mitzvah lo diela bonim, afil lo shalo. And that seems to be the Sheena Yedei Lishol. And then he has, Lufi Daitosh Ben etc. That seems to be the time. And then he says, that seems to be the Ben HaChacham. The Ram doesn't mention the Ben HaRosh at all. And it sounds like there's no Chovas Sipur with regard to the Ben HaRosh. But yet, in the Haggadah, we say, Keneged Arba Bonim Dibre Torah. That's the Nusach Haggadah in the Rambam himself. And the Rambam writes, Meshivin L'Rosha, Bavur Zeh Os Hashem Liv, Etzeisim Yitzayim, Liv Lo Lo, Yilu Ha'isham Lo Yenigal. So that's part of the Nusach Haggadah. So why here in the Hilchas Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim in the Ram Bifnim, he completely omits any mention of the obligation to be mesaper to the Ben HaRosha. The Gaon in his Bir on the Haggadah, and the Gaon writes in his Bir on the Haggadah that there are four Bonim, can I get four Parshios in the Torah, in which you find that Tzivui of Mitzvah Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim. And he asks, according to that, why is the Shelas HaRosh HaMavodah Zos Lachem, which you'll find in its original in Parshas Bo, where it says, V'hoya ki yomru aleichem b'neichem ma'avodah zos lachem, and the answer there in the Torah itself is Hamartim Zevach Pesach Hashem Asher Pesach Al Batei Bnei Yisrael Benagfa Es Mitzrayim Ves Bateinu Itzil. Whereas the Baal HaGadah gives the answer that really belongs as far as the parashah is concerned to Shliyei Shidei Lishol. The Gadat the Mincha Bayoma Hu Leimar Bavur Ze Os Hashem Li. So why does the Baal HaGadah make a swap over here? The response of Amartim Zevach Pesach, you know, that he doesn't have the tshuva bavur zeh, right? And furthermore, yes, you know, why do we answer the Rosha with a lashon nistar, leave alo lo? You know, we talk to him as if it was, you know, a third person. I mean, you're talking to him, so why do you say leave alo lo? So he answers, "Shebechol atshuvos shall agimol bonim ksiv igadet lebincha v'yamarta elav v'yamarta lebincha." But here in the Rasha, it doesn't say lebincha, it doesn't say elav. It just says v'amartim zevach pesach. In other words, the Torah doesn't want you to give an answer directly to the Rasha and engage him in conversation. So when we say leave lo lo, and then we add Ilu Hayasham Loya Nigal, all this is Belosh and Nistar, it's for that same reason, that we're not really talking to the Rasha. We're only talking to the other three Banim who are sitting at the table. And therefore, we give them the answer of the Shena Yadei Lishol. And Hare Gam Heim Lo Shalu. You know, Eni Yadei Lishol didn't know how to ask the question. So the tshuva has to be the same tshuva of the Eni Yadei Lishol. And if we have to emphasize that with being Docher the Rasha, how do we do that? By saying, Bavur Zeh Os Hashem Li, leave alone lo. No, not that Rasha, as if he was not there in front of you. Ve'ilu hu ha-Rasha, ha-Yasham, lo-Yanigal. So it comes out that the pasuk of Amartim Zevach Pesach is going to be the source from which we derive that the tshuva is the tshuva of Bavur Zeh Os Hashem Li. And basically, fundamentally, what the Gra is saying is that we don't answer the Rasha Klal at all in the Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim. There's no Chiyuv Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim to the Rasha. And that's why, perhaps, the Rambam omits the Ben HaRosha in the Chiyuv Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim. But yet Rashi on the Pasuk Bavur Zeh Os Hashem Li writes Remez Tshuva LeBen Rosha Lomar Os Hashem Li V'lo Lecha She'ilu Ha'isa Shem Lo Ha'isa Kedai Li Goyel. That's based on the Mechilta. So it seems that Rashi disagrees with the Ram and the Gaon, and he holds that in truth we do answer the question of the Ben HaRosh, and we answer him directly, and we say to him Veloshen Nochach in a direct way that if he was there, he wouldn't have been redeemed. That's our response to the Ben Rosha. Again, even though in the Nusach HaGod it says leave lo lo, so it could be that Berech Agav, you know, we mentioned the Tshuva Sheinu Yudei Lishol, and the Pasuk V'amartim Zevach Pesach, according to Rashi, is not an answer at all to the Ben Rosha. And that's what we saw in the Gaon, that V'amartim, it says Stam V'lo V'amartim Lo, it doesn't say V'amartim to him. So the Tshuva to the Ben Rosha is that which is written, only that which is written in this Pasuk V'avur Zeos Hashem Li, which has a remez to the Ben Rosha. But again, it's still a little bit difficult because even according to Rashi, why is the tshuva to the Ben Arosha written in the context of the She'edah Yedei Elisha? Okay, then we'll try to stop here, and maybe we'll have a chance to continue this tomorrow.